I've been in the district 82 years. I was born in Southport. I left there when I was 5 years old. I'm Albert Camels and I live in Kingaroy.
Albert, we are sitting outside the shopping centre, one of the shopping centres in Kingaroy. And I believe this is a bit of a ritual for you to head over here. Yeah. Tell me what you do.
Well, I come down here. I lost the wife 8.5 years ago with cancer. I made myself not to live as a burden in the house and get out and enjoy my life and meet people. And that's what I do.
I have a friend who's actually your grandson, Damien Camholtz. Yeah. And he told me you're a bit of an identity here. When you sit outside the shops, you meet a lot of friends and you probably yarn with a lot of those folks. Tell me, who are some of those people that you meet and what do you talk about?
Well, we talk about a lot of things. Talk about old memories. I've got a friend of mine, we've known each other for 82 years. And he's in a nursing home now, but still I visit him. And there's friends we go to school with. Peter Jensen's the only one left that I went to school with. All the rest have passed away. But I've still got very good friends. And we talk about life in general, what we did and what we didn't do. That's what we did.
As a boy, do you remember this Glendon Street and getting up to some no good? Or were you very well behaved?
Well, we were well behaved. There was five of us in the gang. And we just go to dances every Friday night, the five of us. And we enjoyed ourselves. I suppose, like boys, we knew where to get beer before we were 21. But we enjoyed ourselves, never got into any trouble.
Tell me about the dancers. Where were they?
The dancers were in the club hall over here, not far from where we are now. And that has closed down. There's shops there now. So, and we had a big picture theatre there. We're up in the balcony. We used to sit. I used to pay extra sixpence to go and sit up there with the girl. He's laughing about that. Sixpence.
What was one of the most memorable movies you saw at the picture theatre?
I used to like old John Wayne, mainly. Yeah, he was one of my best.
Any other movies that you can remember that really stick with you to this day?
Not really. I wasn't a real movie crank. But I used to take a girl there once and she used to go to sleep, so I never went back there. that was funny. Never mind. She was a lovely girl, but...
What's your fondest memory of growing up in Kingaroy?
Well, there's a lot of fine memories. We had a lovely farm just out of town. We went to school at Memorandum with 72 children in the school. And I married and lived on the farm at Memorandum and we shipped it into Kingaroy 36 years ago. I had four children. I've got 12 grandchildren and 20 great-grandchildren. I've got a great family around me.
So, Bert, tell me what you did for a crust.
Well, we started off on the home place with a dairy, and then I got married, I went on to another property of my own and had a big dairy, pigs, grew peanuts, maize, Milo, and then we went out of milk, out of cream, we went into cattle breeding. So, yes, I had a fairly good life.
And what's your life like now? Do you miss those days working on the farm?
Oh yes, they were very, very good. I wasn't a real healthy man and we sailed out and came to town to live. And I got a job in a nursing home. And then after that, I had a massive heart attack and been on the scrap heap ever since.
It doesn't look like you're on the scrap heap today. You're sitting, you're very relaxed, might I add. Smiling, happy, you're making me laugh as well. So I don't think you're quite on the scrap heap yet.
Well, no, I suppose that's the wrong word to use, but I can't do what I used to do, but I've got a lot of great memories of the district. And yes, it is a great town to live in. We've got everything here that we need, and we're not far from the main cities of Brisbane and Toowoomba.